All right, guys, we need to break the stereotype. We need to change the way everyone is thinking when it comes to muzzles. I think muzzles are extremely important, and that's what we're going to talk about on this week's episode, training your dog to a muzzle. Let's get into it next. Let's get into this week's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast. I am your host, Jake, from On Dog Training Academy. We're an online dog training company. If you're interested in courses, one-on-one work, whatever, check us out on dogtrainingacademy.com. This week, we're going to be talking... So this week is how we've been doing it for the last few weeks or a few months now. This is a training tip week. This tip is going to be something that you're going to go, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. But when I explain to you why, I think you're going to go, okay, I see the benefit. There's a lot of things in training that are obvious. Let's teach your dogs recalls. Let's teach them leash etiquette. Let's teach them healing. Let's teach them how to sit and down and stay. And that's all fine and good. But what about things that we may need in an emergency? Now, I am one who fully supports putting as many tools in my toolbox as humanly possible when it comes to my dog. So we do a lot of different training style and techniques. We use a lot of different training tools. And the reason for this is that I want to know that if something comes up that's unexpected, that I have so many tools in my toolbox that one of them is bound to work. This one, I think, is extremely important and extremely overlooked. And like you heard in the beginning here in the intro, that is muzzle training. I know, like I said, muzzles get this bad rap, like, oh my God, aggressive dogs, dogs who want to bite people, dogs with severe behavior issues. Those are the dogs that are wearing muzzles, right? And you know what? I, for a long time, thought that same thing. But then over the years of training and thinking about and seeing muzzles be put into use, I realize we are, as a society, as a whole, we are missing a tool that we can have in our toolbox that could be absolutely critical to certain situations when it comes to our dog. And we'll talk about those situations here in a second. And when I talk about muzzles, now, there's a couple different types of muzzles. Really, in my opinion, there's two different kinds. There's a third one I've seen pop up here and there. I don't really like it. Basically, it's a muzzle that's gigantic that the dog can, like, it's just massive. It goes to like the base of their neck. That one I'm going to just throw off to the side. I don't like that one at all. But let's talk about first a muzzle that is used commonly. You see it at vets and stuff, which is fine in a pinch. But I find that there are the second option is a little better. And so the first one is your cloth muzzles. That is your typical muzzle that is tight fitting around the muzzle, completely cuts off the dog's ability to bite, which is fine. That's kind of the purpose of a muzzle, is to not allow the dog's mouth access to what it's not supposed to have, even if that is dog or human skin. And like I said, vets like to use it because it's a quick thing. The muzzle that I would prefer, and this is why I tell people, train your dog to it, because if your dog is trained to this next muzzle, it makes the world of difference. It's more enjoyable to the dog. Yeah, they still don't like it. I mean, if you've ever trained with a gentle leader, you know your dogs don't like it, but there's benefits to it, and your dog can learn to accept it. Same thing with this muzzle. The muzzle is a Baskerville, so it's a basket. I don't know why I'm holding it in my hand and like showing the computer like you can see it, but it's a basket style muzzle. It's your traditional muzzle that you see on the internet where it's like a cage in front of their face, right? And like I said, you look at it and you're like, oh my God, that dog just looks like, is it Bane? Is it Bane from Batman, I think, who I'm thinking of? It's got like that big mask in front of their face and everything. And people go, oh, that dog's got to be aggressive and terrible. But if you train your dog to something like this, not only are they still able to pant, but they can take treats. They can do all that stuff. and they're less restricted than like a cloth muzzle that's fully confined and like tight to their face. And obviously there might be some dogs who need the cloth muzzle, and I'm not against teaching your dog to accept a cloth muzzle, but if we can, let's teach him the Baskerville, the more basket style muzzle. It's going to be, I think, a little more comfortable for your dog. And make sure you're getting a muzzle that's going to fit the breed and obviously the head size. Your bully breeds that have squished faces, you're going to need to make sure you get a muzzle that's specific to them. And now I want to get into talking about why muzzle training is so important, even if you have like the most friendly dog in the world. We'll go through some of the obvious reasons why people like muzzles first, though. The first one is it's good for behavior modification. So if you have aggression, or your dog has like pica or wants to eat everything, right? Having a muzzle that's going to restrict their ability to react or restrict their ability to eat stuff, it's a great management tool. And I think what's really nice about these is it gives you the comfort that the dog's not going to do whatever it is you don't want them to do. When we're trying to do behavior modification, let's say we're dealing with a dog who wants to attack other dogs, or let's just say we're dealing with a dog that wants to attack you, me. If I train a dog without a muzzle on, the entire time I am training this dog, and I'm saying this from experience, I'm on edge, I'm nervous, I'm anxious, and all that does is that energy, whether we try to hide it, whether we try to put up a brave face or not, that energy is transferring right into that dog. That dog can tell that you're more tense. They can tell you're nervous. Maybe your hand shakes a little bit. Your treat delivery is different. Something is different. And that can be enough to set a dog off to where they become reactive. So having that comfort when a dog is wearing a muzzle, knowing that my dog is not going to cause damage. They may still try. I'm not saying they won't try to do whatever is in their brain, but at the very least, you know, it's not going to harm you, and dog's not going to eat things they're not supposed to, all those things. And it gives you the confidence to be able to then work on those things. If your dog is aggressive towards other dogs, at some point you need to get them around other dogs in a safe way. And I'm not saying slap a muzzle on them and then bring your dog to a dog park. I think that would be absolutely stupid. What I am saying though is people are going to trust if you say, hey, could you bring your dog over? I want to work my dog getting comfortable with other dogs, and my dog is going to be muzzled and it's going to be on leash. I'm not saying let your dog off leash. It's going to give you and the other person a peace of mind that the dog is going to be safe. Nothing's going to come. No negative in the sense of damage to another dog. If your dog's eating stuff outside, you can put the muzzle on them, and now you're able to get the dog to not be able to eat those things. Again, management is a very important part of behavior modification. But that comfort it gives you, I think, is above everything. Confidence is key when it comes to a lot of behavior modification training. You have to, if you're nervous, if you're worried, that stuff affects the dog. Now, you might say, my dog's so social. My dog is so happy. Why would I need a muzzle? This doesn't make any sense because my dog isn't aggressive towards other dogs. My dog isn't trying to eat stuff off the ground. My dog isn't trying to eat me. Why do I need a muzzle? Well, now we're going to talk about some things that are going to be more along the lines of maybe what you're thinking. First thing that I would say is no matter what, there's going to be a situation in life, whether it happens to your dog or not, where your dog will bite, is capable of biting. Every dog will hit a level that will cause it to bite. Some dogs' levels are significantly shorter, or that threshold's smaller. And some dogs, it would take monumental stuff for your dog to think that they have to bite their way out of something. But, these things can happen. Case in point, I will tell you a story about my dog Luda. Now, he didn't bite, but I would not have blamed him if he would have possibly been in that mindset a little bit, and how if things were worse, how a muzzle would have been beneficial. 2019, July, well, was it 2019? I think it was. I know it was July 19th, and I believe it was 2019. We had a storm come through our house, and I've talked about this on the podcast before. We had a storm come through, and it destroyed our roof. destroyed our siding, destroyed our garage doors, blew out two windows. I mean, we're talking softball size hail, straight 80 mile an hour winds. Trees were lost. It was a mess, an absolute mess. And my dog, who up until then I almost considered bulletproof when it came to sounds and things like that, didn't give a crap about fireworks, thunder, didn't care. That day changed everything. Everything. Now, thankfully, we didn't have to leave our house. We didn't have to evacuate. We didn't have to do anything like that. We were able to hunker down and kind of wait the storm out. That being said, I think we were getting close to a threshold where our dog was getting so freaked out that it could have easily triggered something in him to get defensive and feel like he needed to protect himself, and that could possibly lead to him putting his teeth on us. And if we got blown out of our house and we had to go do something or move quickly and or whatever, I would have been so much more comfortable grabbing that muzzle, which is always just hanging up in our dog room, just in case, just with emergency stuff, putting that muzzle on him and being like, we're going. Because then I don't have to worry about him potentially biting somebody, especially if there's a bunch of people trying to move or get out of there or whatever. That was the situation for me that went, okay, we need to make sure he's muzzle trained. Again, he didn't try to bite. He was totally cool with everything. He's an absolute sweetheart. But that could possibly happen. So think about emergencies, right? If you live somewhere where there's hurricanes, earthquakes, you get a lot of fires, all these different things, there's going to be possibilities where you're going to have to move your dog. You and your dog, you and your family, everything, you're going to have to go somewhere, evacuate, go to, let's say you have to go and be housed somewhere else. Well, this is where having a dog that's comfortable with having a muzzle on could potentially be something that is life-saving to your dog, but at least gives you comfort and everything. The next one then, and this is the more common thing, is injuries. Injuries, right? I mean, so our dog Luda, he's a very hyper dog, very reckless in his playing and stuff. So far, thankfully, he hasn't, knock on wood, he hasn't had any major injuries. But let's just say he rips a nail off. Let's say he breaks a leg. Let's say something traumatic happens, and I need to go to the vet. Well, as much as I think a chin rest, which we talked about last week, is beneficial to teaching your dog for examinations at the vet, it's not going to do it, man. That's not going to cut it when it comes to a broken leg or something. If the dog is in enough pain that it doesn't want you touching something, and again, I don't care how friendly your dog is, if you touch that thing that hurts, your dog is going to put their teeth on you. And so it's a good thing to train your dog to a muzzle so that you can just slap it on them, vet can examine, so the vet's feeling comfortable, and your dog cannot put their teeth on somebody and cause damage when you know they really don't mean to. They're just in pain, you know. And it's just, that to me is the biggest reason why you teach your dog these things, is because in a case of an emergency, you want to be able to throw that muzzle on your dog and not worry about anything happening. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to muzzle train your dog. And honestly, when you start seeing people on the streets, if you see someone walking their dog, if you see somebody that has a dog on a muzzle, give them the distance for sure, because you never know. But start to change the way you think about what a muzzle is. Think about it as a management tool and not a direct indication that a dog might be nasty. So guys, I really hope this episode was helpful for you. I could have had this as a monthly challenge, but I just felt like this was information I really wanted to say, and I didn't want to wait another month. And I already recorded the chin rest one, so I wanted to throw this in. This is your training advice for this month. And it's just muzzle training. Don't be afraid to muzzle train, because it's an extremely beneficial thing. Make sure you share this episode with people too. Like, I want people to understand that muzzles are a really, really, really important tool and something that every dog owner should have in their toolbox. They 100% should muzzle train their dog. And it's not difficult to do. You can find videos on it. You can certainly reach out to us. And of course, if you are muzzle training your dog and you're snapping pictures and putting it on social media, make sure you tag On Dog Training Academy. We always like seeing those things. We like seeing people who are working towards making their dog what they want their dog to be, or getting to a spot in their life where everybody is coexisting in absolute joy. That's our goal, is always to have humans and dogs and cats and everything just kind of living together in a very healthy setting. So guys, I really hope it was helpful. Make sure if you're on YouTube, you subscribe to our channel if you want to hear more things like this. And also make sure you like this episode. If you're listening to this on any sort of podcast platform, please leave us a review if you feel so inclined to do so. Always helps get our name out there. The algorithm certainly likes it as well, so it pushes this information out even further, which is our goal. We always want to be helping people. But guys, I hope this was helpful. And, you know, like always, we'll see you next week. Good dog.